puffins have left Skellig Vihil off the County Kerry coast earlier than in previous years. The National Parks and Wildlife Service say there is evidence that they've left early, but they don't know why. The island is a special protection area for birds, and every year around April, thousands of puffin return to Skellig Vihil off County Kerry to breed. Niall Hatch is with us. He's Head of Communications with Birdwatch Ireland. Hi, Niall. What do you make of all this?
Well, certainly it's interesting. It's too early to say as yet what has prompted these puffins to leave early. It is only marginally early. We would normally expect the puffins to depart from their breeding colonies, such as at Skellig Vihil, in the first week or so of August. So it's only slightly early, but it remains to be seen if it's related to weather or possibly even related to things like bird flu or issues like that. But it still remains to be seen.
Weather?
It could be. I mean, the
they
fact
don't
is
like the
that
rain?
These puffins... Well, they themselves don't mind so much, but the fact is that what they're going to do now is they'll head away from the breeding colonies. They're going to spend the rest of the year, indeed up until next May, bobbing around in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. But what they do is they leave their chicks, their cutely named pufflings, back in the burrows. They have nesting burrows, and they leave them there until they start to feel hungry. They realise that mum and dad aren't coming back with food anymore, and that then prompts those chicks to then head out to sea. We still don't fully understand why puffins behave exactly the way that they do, but it could be something to do with prompting their chicks to head out to sea in advance of storms or something like that. But that's just speculation, really.
Do you think they'll be back?
I certainly would hope so. Puffins are long-lived birds. They can live for around 30 years. So we know the adults have been doing quite well. It's much harder to gauge the success of the breeding, especially when it comes to the productivity of the chicks and the survival of the chicks. Because the puffins nest in burrows, you can't monitor them on the same basis as you can other seabirds that nest on cliff ledges or on open ground. And sometimes the longevity of the adults can mask the fact that a lot of the chicks actually aren't surviving. We have seen almost complete collapses of puffin breeding at huge colonies in places like Norway and in Iceland in recent years, and there are fears that climate change may be having a big impact on them.
Separately now, what about the other bird populations this summer?
We are quite concerned, actually, I have to say, about the effect of H5N1 avian flu over the last month or so at some of the most important seabird colonies in Ireland, particularly for those where we have breeding populations of seabirds called terns. We have five breeding species in Ireland, including a special international responsibility for a bird called the roseate tern, the two largest European colonies of which are found in Ireland, one at on Rockerbilt Island off Skerries in North County Dublin, the other at Ladies Island Lake in South County Wexford. At that latter site, Ladies Island Lake, over the last month or so, birdwatcher and wardens who are working there and managing the project on behalf of the National Parks and Wildlife Service unfortunately have found huge numbers of dead and dying seabirds, particularly terns at that site. To date, they've collected more than 1,200 dead birds there, both adult and chicks. We've also seen similar devastation at the smaller colony of common terns that we have at Dublin Port, and the deaths have started to spread to Rockerbilt Island, unfortunately, as well. Spreading away from terns to other species too, we're seeing gannets being hit now. They were very badly hit at the end of last summer. That's Ireland's largest breeding seabird, and also spreading to a bird called Kittiwake as well. So quite concerning.
Niall Hatch, Head of Communications at Birdwatch Ireland, thank you.